You are now entering Pacific Noise Weird. Coming at you live from CITR 109 FM. We're broadcasting from UBC on the traditional, ancestral, and unceded lands of the Musqueam people, bringing you the latest, greatest, and weirdest noises coming right out of the Pacific Northwest. Pull up a chair, turn out the lights, and let the noise take you away. weirdos out there, this is Coraline, your host as usual, and I am joined today by the UBC Marching Band. Will you make some noise? Thank you very much for joining me here today. We are going to get a blast of live music, so I hope you're all ready for that out across the Lower Mainland, and I hope you are tuning in on the internet as well. Let's get it rolling, why don't we? Band, what do we got going up next?
Alma Mater.
All right, let's get it rolling, why don't we? Alma Mater. Thank you very much. We're going to throw to commercial now and come back for an interview in just a moment.
What a beautiful day.
Yeah. Are you hungry?
I think I'm hungry. I think we should get ourselves something nice for our beach day.
Oh, yeah?
Oh my god, I know the perfect place. Cockney King's Fish and Chips is literally just around the corner. We should go there. It is the best fish and chips in Vancouver.
Oh my god, yes, absolutely. Let's go right now.
Cockney King's Fish and Chips, Kitsilano. On Cornwall Avenue, between Cypress and Walnut. It's the best fish and chips in town. But don't take our word for it. Try it yourself. If Kitsilano isn't your neighborhood, check out Cockney King's in Burnaby or New Westminster.
Heavy Metal Radio, bringing you the best metal for over 30 years on CITR. Tune in every Saturday from 1 to 3.
Hello, all you beautiful weirdos out there. I am joined today by the UBC Marching Band. Would you like to introduce yourselves? There's more than just the three of them, but please.
Hi, I am Nadia, and I am this year's co-president.
Hi, I'm Jess, and I'm also this year's co-president.
Hi, I'm Tate, the drum major.
It's absolutely lovely to have you on. I've been trying to get this going for a hot minute, but as always, scheduling things is a nightmare. But I heard you all playing in the lower atrium of the AMS Nest, and I just absolutely had to have you on the air. So thank you so much for joining me today. This is also my very first time running a live music show on my show, despite having run for many years. All you dedicated listeners out there know I just interview people, but I'm very appreciative for the live music. I had a few questions that I wanted to ask you, and we can let the conversation ramble however you want, but we've got some time. Tell me the history of the club. Like, I had never heard of you before I saw you in the lounge, and as someone who's in the radio, I get never heard of very frequently, so tell everyone what you're about.
Certainly. So our club started, I believe, in 2012.
Yep.
And we've had a couple of waves, because the trend has been a dedicated group of students get together, they say, we're bringing the marching band to Canada, and then they graduate.
Yep.
So our first big wave, I believe I would like to shout out one of our big drum majors, Nicholas Moss. He hosted a lot of field shows, I think 6 or 7 years ago. If you go back, there's field shows on YouTube.
Yep.
But then Nick Moss and all of those execs graduated and the band fell off. I joined in 2022, and at the time there were maybe 10 of us.
I think so. We were a small group.
We were a tiny little group. And we slowly built ourselves back up. Last year, we put our first field show in years on. We did a medley of some of our school songs, which nobody knows we have school songs, so it's always excited to show those off. And this year, we put on our second field show, the ABBA medley, which is the first song you would have heard today.
Yeah, and as a completely student-run band, that's why we have these, like, waves of, like, execs coming and going, and we're just so excited to be back.
Yeah, it's absolutely lovely to have you on. And as someone who is employed by a student organization, I know all about the comings and goings of student executives and the waning and waxing interest in things like marching band and radio. So this is a question that struck me. Why marching band? Like, how'd y'all get involved in this, actually?
Well, I joined because I was actually in marching bands back in Calgary. They have a bunch of student ones from, like, I think grade 6 all the way up to university. So I came here. I was looking for some sort of club, and it just so happened a Thunderbird marching band met what I was going for. And as why I've become a drum major is because I've always wanted to do it, but I don't know. I always like to play, so I decided in university that I want to become drum major. So this is my second year running for drum major, which drum major is pretty much just the people that conduct and kind of lead the group.
Yes, I was about to ask, what exactly is a drum major? Because I grew up in a small rural town that didn't have enough money to have a football team properly, let alone a marching band for said football team. I was in band. I was a percussionist myself.
Woo! Percussion!
Shout out the vibraphone.
Shout out stands.
So in our band, our drum major acts as a conductor and also plays a lot of heavy lifting in terms of arranging music. Tate himself has arranged a couple of the songs we've been playing this year, including the ABBA medley.
It was a great medley, honestly. When I heard that during soundcheck, I was like, oh, okay, this is like really good. Nice. Can you tell me a bit about what a field show is? Because personally don't know.
A field show is generally, they're supposed to be mostly set on football fields, but generally they're on a field, and it's it's music with choreographs. So while people are playing the music, they're also moving around, making certain shapes, and
So if you would like to check out our field show, it's actually on our YouTube channel right now. And I wrote the drill, which is like the shapes for our field show. And we even have a U and a B and a C happening, because got to represent UBC, guys.
Absolutely. And just, like, shout out to the, like, making the shapes and marching in patterns, because I've seen that a couple of times when I watch the Super Bowl. And I'm always so impressed by the ability to walk in locations without absolutely plowing into each other. Yep. I can barely walk across campus on UBC without running into people, but that might have more to do with the pedestrians here on campus.
Absolutely.
I hope you can hear the side eye. So how'd you pick your songs? Like that ABBA medley, did you compose it or did you get it from somewhere? Like, tell me everything.
So, I don't know. Most of our music is kind of decided by the band, and also most of our music is supposed to like have a certain vibe. It's generally energetic, which ABBA is. So we chose ABBA because all of our people and our band voted for it. As for the arranging, there was one section that was already composed before that, which was the Money, Money, Money section by
Nick Moss.
Yeah. Nick Moss, yes.
And then, the famous Nick Moss.
Yes, yeah.
Absolutely. I know that name now.
Yeah, and I guess I also arranged all the other things, looking at the music itself and other arrangements. Also, I did write like some like simple drums, but most of the credit goes to Kieran,
Kieran Douglas,
who was our drum major the year before I was drum major.
Awesome. Is Kieran Douglas in the room with us right now?
Yes. Yes, they are. They are playing the snare. Love Kieran.
Yeah, another note on Kieran for everybody. They have been in this band for, I believe, 5 years now. And Kieran has held the exec team together this year.
Love you.
He has a history with marching band in America and actually had retired from drum major 2 years ago. But we have pulled them back in full force. And hopefully they will be co-DMing with us next year.
So excited to DM with Kieran.
As in drum major.
Yes, yes, yes. Not Dungeon Master or any other DM.
I mean, feel like a marching band might be a few too many people for a Dungeons and Dragons sort of situation, but
it happens.
It does happen.
And we're joined today by how many people?
I believe there's 13 of us just today.
Oh, dang. And how many total in the band?
Upwards of 30. It's hard to keep track because as midterms come along, we ebb and flow. Yep. But this year we've had about 30 people coming consistently.
That's really cool. Hello. Sometimes people come and look in the window, especially when we're doing
unusual things in the radio station. Someone just came in and, like, gave us a full look. But definitely feeling that midterm season.
For sure.
I'm in my master's, so I am currently writing my thesis, which is taking up all my time. But I remember with all my heart how much shit I didn't get to do when I was too busy studying.
Real.
All right. Are there any things you want to tell the public about your band? You have a range of 3.6 million people right now, so speak
Whoa,
loud.
Whoa, hello, people.
All right. I would quickly like to say my favorite question to answer is why I joined the band, so I'm going to circle back really quick. Because this band, I joined it as a joke. In first year, I saw these people come out at the big student pep rally, and I heard the dumbest song I'd ever heard. I love it dearly. Hail UBC. Woo! That's the one we were playing when we were chanting. And I saw the silliest uniforms, and I said, that's where I need to be. And what I found when I joined this band was so much more than silly music and uniforms that snatch your waist. I have found an incredible community of people,
100%.
Genuinely the most supportive people I know, and we all come from different backgrounds of music. I'd never marched before. I'm a very middling saxophone player, and we've had people join us that hadn't played in years, and they pick up, and they're playing with us now, and I'm just very grateful. I've met some of my best friends in this band, and it's a community that rivals any other.
For sure.
Like, nothing.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say you're a middling saxophonist. Everyone sounded wonderful. Like, both here in the studio when I was checking the monitors, you sound great. And out there, the sound is crisp. It's clean.
Stunning.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
And I work in radio, so I'm allowed to say those things because I know. I'm a professional.
But to circle back, if you want to join the Thunderbird Marching Band, we are always recruiting. We love seeing new faces.
We do.
We rehearse Tuesdays from 7 to 9 p.m., but we understand that everybody comes from different backgrounds and that we're all students. If you can only come to rehearsals and you can't come to events, that's okay. But if
we still love to
show
have
up,
you.
We'll teach you the rest.
Yep.
That's awesome. I've been on a campaign to, like, raise awareness of all these cool things that happen on campus. Me and my wife, who is here in the studio with us, running the board. Thank you, JT, who my regular listeners will know by now. If you don't, you're not a regular listener. Don't lie to yourself. But there's so much interesting things happening in this city of about 60,000 odd people called UBC. And most people don't know anything that's happening here. So I've taken it under my own advisement to make people know. So here we are.
Thank you.
Is there anything else you want to say?
Yeah, I just want to share a bit about why I joined marching band. Because I actually don't have any band experience at all. We did not really have a music program. So I came from just a drum set background. And like not a few years of drum set. And then I walked past in the NIST. Or actually before that, it was a homecoming. And I saw the marching band, and I was like, I want to chant U, B, and C. And I saw Kieran, Snare Kieran, who was mentioned earlier, as well as our president at the time, Kieran. Shout out to President Kieran.
We call them Prez Kieran, even though they have retired, but it feels weird to strip the title.
Yep, so it's Kieran and Kieran. And I was like, these are the people who I want to hang out with. And I came for my first ever rehearsal, and I was like, am I so scared right now? Yes. But is the community absolutely lovely? 100%. And I started in, like, first year, and I have never looked back. Have I been an exec every single year? Yes. Is it so much fun? Yes.
I feel much the same about here at the radio station. When I first joined, I was terrified. My very first episode of this show, my voice was wavering. I was pre-recording it at home and I was still scared. It took me a year and a bit to come actually be sitting here in the big chair talking directly into the mic, into the ears of all these beautiful weirdos who join me every week. But would I ever change my mind? Absolutely not.
Yeah.
It's the people that you get to know in these clubs.
For sure.
If you are even remotely interested in a marching band, please reach out, because It looks like a lot of fun. I have been enjoying listening to you a lot.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much.
We rehearse on Tuesdays. We go to sports games on Fridays when sports seasons are running. They're just wrapping now. But other than that, there's a bunch of weird events that you can sign up for and yep. join us at. We play for Kids Takeover UBC. Last year, we went to a nut congress.
Yeah, I mean, like, we play...
A what?
An international dried fruit and nut congress. It was a celebration of everything dried fruit, nut, and Canadian.
Yeah, it was also a tailgate party.
Yeah, we were... It was at BC Place. We played at Rogers Arena, BC Place, and Canada Place.
Okay.
Hitting all the big places in Vancouver, yeah, guys.
Those are big venues. My goodness. And obviously, the biggest of all, the fruit and nut conference.
Woo!
Woo! Oh, shout out fruits and nuts. I had some this morning.
It was in our off season, and we just had to. It was the strangest email Jess and I had ever received.
100%. We were like, this is a scam for sure. And then we were on the phone, and lo and behold, I am playing at a fruit and nut convention, and there's someone in a pistachio costume. It was honestly so brilliant.
Oh, that is absolutely incredible. Thank you very much. We do have to throw to commercial, so we have time to set up for band and get going again. And then there'll be music and then a little more interview. We're going to run everyone through, so you're going to hear everyone's voice. And then that'll be it for this week. So let's throw to commercial.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Attention, all artists, zine makers, writers, musicians, community organizers, activists, anarchists, proles, punks, and weirdos. Are you screaming for your voice to be heard? Do you resist capitalism and colonialism? Are you angry about the current political climate and ready to act up about it? Well, we want you here. The second annual Anarchist Book Fair is now looking for creatives, creators, activists, and organizations who engage in community building, mutual aid, active resistance, skill building, and knowledge sharing to table booths and propose workshops. This is an anarchist space, which means it opposes hierarchies and seeks to amplify unheard voices and build communities of mutual aid and support. First come, first serve. 50% of tables reserved for marginalized voices. Email sponsorship@citr.ca before March 27th. sponsorship@citr.ca. sponsorship@citr.ca.
Shut up and dance. Thank you. simple joy of riding a bike missing from your life? No worries. Ride On Bike Shop has got you covered. Ride On has the best deals in town for new and used bikes, top-notch servicing, and all the parts or accessories you've been dreaming about. Whether you've got a little one who needs to learn how to ride, or if you're about to go on the Tour de France, Ride On is the place for you. We'll also happily pick up your old bikes and recycle them back into the community. Located on 2255 West Broadway, we are open from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. from Tuesday to Saturday. That's RIDEON Bike Shop. See you there!
Hello, all you beautiful weirdos out there. Sorry about that. This is, again, my very first live show. But that was the UBC Marching Band, and I'm going to throw to them so they can all say goodbye. Go.
Keep going.
Say something.
Hello.
Hello.
I hope you've had a lovely day today. Absolutely.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Avery. I play the clarinet. Shout out to my mom. Hi, mom.
I'm Nadia. I play the tenor saxophone. And shout out to my older sister, Nikki, my mother, my grandma, and any of my other siblings if they're listening.
I'm Justin. I play the clarinet. Shout out to Alex, Amy, Haruto, Vincent, and Alan. Thanks for listening.
My name is Jen. I play the trombone. Shout out also to Avery's mom.
My name's Kieran. I play snare. Shout out to my lovely spouse, Bailey.
My name is Tycho. I play the sousaphone. And shout out to all low brass players.
My name's Nina. I play the alto saxophone. Shout out to my parents and to my cousin Eric, if you're listening. Happy birthday.
My name's Ciara. I play the alto sax. Shout out to my friend Gerson. We're watching, listening, sorry. And then my dad.
My name's Caleb. I play the trumpet. And shout out to my sister, Caitlin.
Hi, my name is Samantha. I play the trumpet. And shout out to my mom because it's also her birthday today. Happy birthday, Mom!
Happy Women's Day in Hong Kong!
Happy Women's Day!
Hi, my name is Tate. I play the hands and the trombone.
Hands!
Shout out to my cats, Dale and Brad.
Hi, my name is Jess, and I play the bass drum. Shout out to my family. I love you so much. And for my two brothers, if you're listening, I love you too, even if it doesn't seem like it.
All right, all you beautiful weirdos, thank you so much for joining me today. This has been absolutely wonderful. My wife wants to say something.
Shout out to the marching band! Yeah,
absolutely, shout out to the marching band. Thank you so much for coming down. This has been an absolutely wonderful episode. And up for you next, we have Sophie, my dear good friend, who is standing in the other room waiting for me to shut the hell up. Let's throw to the outro, why don't we? Thank you to all you beautiful weirdos out there in the wilds of the Pacific Northwest making noise, making you all of our problems. This wouldn't be the same without you. You can catch this episode as a podcast on CITR 109FM's website under the same name, and I'll be right back at you in a week. Same place, same time, so don't touch that dial. I've been your host, Coraline, and I am signing off for this week. Until next time, you are now exiting Pacific Noise Weird.